And when we want to cast out demons, we will sing this hymn. Every army has a song, army song.
我们赞美诗，这个要加添我们的信心啊。
And our hymns that increase our faith.
所以要和魔鬼挑战的时候唱这一首。
And if we want to fight with devil, we should sing the same.
好，我们看课本啊。
Let's look at our textbook.
第十章
Chapter 10.
圣灵和邪灵的辨别啊。
To distinguish the evil spirit and the Holy Spirit.
这个受圣灵的特征啊，我们前面也有讲过啊。
To receive the Holy Spirit, the signs of receiving the Holy Spirit, evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit, we have mentioned already.
在神的灵那一章啊，都有说明啊。
We've already talked about it in the chapter talking about God's Spirit.
就是身体会震动，也会说方言。
That's to say the body will vibrate and they will speak in tongues.
也是有带来一些异象异梦。
And also there will be following of visions or dreams.
会连哭连舞道啊。
Spiritual cry or spiritual dancing.
那么也唱言歌。
And there will be spiritual songs.
不过怎么样的连舞啊，就是一定会顺服指挥的。
But then no matter how a person may dance by the Spirit, they will always be under the control of the person in whom the Spirit is.
如果大家祷告完了，他还在祷告。
If a person is, everyone stopped praying and the person is still praying,
我们一按说阿们, 他就会停了。
Then if we lay hands on them and we say Amen, they should stop.
他会顺服的。
They will be able to submit to the
order. 如果说叫他停，还不能停。
And if we tell them to stop praying and they still cannot stop,
那就有问题。
Then there is a problem.
因为神的灵会顺服神的。
Because the Spirit of God will also submit to the workers of God.
再来就是说，这个得到圣灵有会改变。
Furthermore, having received the Holy Spirit, a person will undergo a change.
行为上会改变。
In terms of one's behavior,
心思意念。
In terms of the, his thoughts and mentality,
人生观啊，价值观 都会改变。
Of his outlook towards human life and also his value system will also change.
以前一般的人都很自私。
Some people may be very selfish.
都顾自己。
And they only look after their own interests.
或者会自高自大。
Or they may be self-centered.
但是当得到圣灵以后。
But after receiving the Holy Spirit,
他心胸会宽大。
His heart will be open and wide and magnanimous.
会赦免别人。
He will be able to forgive people.
什么事情呢都会 谦卑,
no matter in what matters, he will be acting in humility.
所以这个人生观啊，感觉啊，活得很有意义。
So therefore, he will live a very meaningful human life.
这新生命啊，在生活上都会改变。
So that he will live a newness of life and undergo a change.
而且呢，祷告更有能力。
And also, when he's praying, he is more powerful.
有时候祷告呢，便会得医治。
Sometimes when he prays, even his illness is cured.
帮助祷告，帮助别人祷告呢，也会医治病人。
And also when he prays for other people, he can also cause other people to be healed of their illnesses.
在一个偏僻海边一个教会。
There was a rural church.
那有一个慕道的家庭。
There was a family that was seeking the truth.
一个太太呢，魔鬼的病。
And also,
魔鬼病。
魔鬼病，鬼病。 Oh, he had an illness where the evil spirit was involved.
这种鬼病不是发疯。
And this kind of possession of the evil spirit did not cause her to go mad or crazy.
被控制。
But rather she was under the control of the evil spirit.
白天晚上挂着蚊帐，但是不能出来。
She would hide herself under a mosquito net and she would not be able to come out during the day.
这个蚊帐如果哪掀开就会感冒。
And if she takes, if she take away the mosquito net, then she will have a cold or a flu.
要给换给她吃，就要在床铺挖一个洞，从底下上来放。
And if you need to give her something to eat, you need to make a hole under the bed and then pass the food to her under the bed.
有两年之久。
And then she has
有两年之久。
She has 2 years like that.
那个。 有人告诉她要信耶稣。
And then someone told her that she must believe in Jesus.
啊，结果就是请要请信徒来祷告。
And so therefore they asked the members of the church to pray for her.
啊，发现一些信徒啊啊，小孩在那外面玩。
And then there were some children who were playing outside.
那个小孩说爸爸妈妈还没回来。
And then because the family members asked.To look for our church members,
要到田里面工作。
The children says that mom and dad were not in because they had to work in the field.
小孩说什么事啊？
And then the children ask the family members, say, what's the matter?
我们家里不平安，要请你们爸爸妈妈来祷告。
And the family members of the person who was sick asked, said, our family member is sick and we need your prayers of your father and mother.
小孩说我们去好不好？
And then the children says, can we go?
这个想一想，好啊，也可以啊。
And then the person who was seeking help said, thought about it and said, okay.
啊，去了四五个小孩去。
So there was about four or five children that went.
大概国小大概四年级五年级的。
They were the, grade five, four or five.
那么这个时候呢，他们都有圣灵了。
So these children actually had the Holy Spirit already.
我们奇妙去帮助祷告那个晚上，这个啊，病人就很好睡。
So miraculously, when the kids went to the problem house, a household, the after prayer, the person who was sick had a good sleep.
以后就慢慢祷告才得到医治。
And thank God that throughout many more prayers.That the illness was gradually completely healed.
有时候会用方言讲道。
Sometimes so we will also preach using tongues.
另外感动一个人来翻译。
Sometimes when they're speaking and prophesying, then someone would be moved to translate.
这是说刚刚出现道理不同的地方，神会特别因为这样的需要，他就有这种恩赐。
Sometimes because in a rural place.Where a person is not very educated or whatever, or familiar with the truth, then the Lord will move a person to speak the words of God through the Holy Spirit.
好，我们看过第二个单元。
Let's look at the second point. Second section.
圣灵的工作。
Here it tells us how to identify the work of the evil spirit.
我们知道魔鬼按神与人类就是成为仇敌。
We know that the evil spirit is the enemy of God and also of mankind.
他目的是要迷惑普天下的人。
His purpose is to deceive all the people under the earth and under the heavens.
希望人来犯罪背逆神，让神这个弃绝。
He wants people to forget God and also to reject God and to depart from God.
神要拯救人，但是神要破坏，要阻碍。
God wants to save mankind, but the devil wants to prevent this happening.
如果我们没有办法辨别他这是魔鬼的工作，那就容易中他的诡计。
And if we do not know how to discern the work of the evil spirit, then easily we will fall into his trap.
受他的迷惑，就受他陷害。
And if we fall into his trap, then we are harmed.
所以呢，我们要知道他魔鬼的工作范围、他的特征怎么样。
So therefore, we should also understand.The his range of work and also his characteristic of his work.
我们怎么防备他的工作
？And also how to avoid or prevent the evil spirit working.
发现了怎么处理
？And also if we do identify work of the evil spirit, how do we deal with it?
第一段他的工作范围。
The first one is the first part of the second section talking about the magnitude of evil spirit work.
暗的世界。
That is to say that he is the one who is rule over the dark realm.
因为全世界都患了罪，都在他手下。
Because the whole world is under his hand, his control.
魔鬼的灵呢，他会运行在那悖逆的人心中。
And the evil spirit will work in the hearts of the sons of disobedience.
发生了邪情恶意。
And he will express them through evil desire and covetousness.
贪婪啊，嫉妒啊。淫乱呐
，in jealousy, in fornication, etc.
或者借着偶像来迷惑人。
Sometimes he would also use idolatry to deceive people.
趁着人家生病啊
，or even when person is ill.
人家在心里很忧虑的。
When someone's heart is in sorrow.
心情不好啦。
Or when someone's heart is troubled.
魔鬼就借着这些偶像呐行邪术的啦。法师啦，来画符念咒的啦，相应的来迷惑人。
And then the evil spirit would make use of the idolatry, the people who conduct seance, the people who call the dead, the people who predict the future to confuse and scare people.
和假装以前死去亲人死去了回来了讲些什么呢
？And then it maybe he will appear in the form of one who has passed away, and also appear in the form of the dead person to speak words to those who are alive.
这讲义里头啊，特别有提及啊，撒母耳啊，记上二十八章。
In this chapter, we also see that it particularly refers to 1 Samuel chapter 28, during the time of Samuel.
在第六节到十九节啊。
If we read from verse 6 to verse 19 of chapter 28,
在扫罗啊，啊，这个遇到非利士人来啊挑战的时候呢，啊，祷告神不听他。
It talks about the time when Saul encountered the attacks of the coming Philistines that Saul wanted to pray to God.
啊、这个时候非常紧张
But then, and Saul was very anxious at that time
但是、这个他所问的要问的那个撒母耳已经死去了
But then because he wanted to seek after Samuel but Samuel had died
他本来当王的时候把国中那些交回的妇人统除掉
Because at the time when Saul was still king he at the beginning of his kingship he had already cast all the mediumsand the calling of spirit personnel out of the kingdom.
这个时候反而他去叫人去找这个交鬼的妇人。
So therefore we can see here that Saul actually called someone to find these mediums which he had cast out previously to come help him.
那么第八节说他改了装。
And in verse 8 it tells us that he put on a disguise.
他先骗人家、他不是国王。
And he deceived other people to say that he is not the king.
叫去的时候叫这个妇人替他叫撒母耳出来。
And then he told the woman whom he had called upon to call Samuel's spirit up.
那么出来以后呢啊这个啊妇人呢很害怕就是说你是扫罗啊你怎么欺骗我呢害啊那么你要我的命啊。
And then when she called up the spirit, and then she saw Samuel, immediately she realized that it was Saul, and then the woman remarked, why have you deceived me, for you are Saul?
那这个妇人很害怕。
And the woman was greatly afraid.
扫罗说不必怕，我起誓了，你没有事的。
And then Saul said to the woman, say, you do not need to be afraid.
你看见了什么？
What do you see?
哦，他看见说一个神啊，从地上啊地里面上来。
And the woman said to Saul, I saw a spirit ascending out of the earth.
他长得怎么样
？And then Saul asked, What did he look like?
一个老人啊，穿着长衣。
He said, He's an old man who is and he is covered with a mantle.
哇，这个扫罗是在这个他说论的这个是撒母耳，他马上啊这个匍匐在地下拜。
And then Saul perceived it was Samuel. He stood with his face to the ground and bowed down.
然后这个假装为撒母耳啊，那些魔鬼啊，就责备扫罗。
And then Samuel, who was in the form, the devil who was in the form of Samuel in appearance, began to speak to Saul.
为什么搅扰我？搅扰闹我
？And he says in verse 15, Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?
找我上来呢
？And then you tell me to, and you brought me up.
扫罗就说明理由了。
And then Saul answered Samuel's question.
然后呢，这个撒母耳就指责他。
And then Samuel rebuked him.
你不必问我了，神已经离开你了。
Why do you ask me? Seeing the Lord has departed from you.
因为啊，你是违背神的命令了、啊。神已经把你夺权了，再夺了，就给大卫了。
Because you have disobeyed God, and therefore your kingdom has been given to David.
那么，你明天呢、啊？就你和你的众子会到我这里来了。
Tomorrow, you and your sons will come to me.
这是十九节
，and it's verse 19。
他这个话呢，就第二天啊，这个和敌人征战的时候，扫罗和他的三个孩子都在阵亡了。
So therefore, all these words were fulfilled the next day, where three of his sons had died.
那么在这一段一般的牧师啊，一般叫论呢，就是这个撒母耳。
Generally, the different churches and also the majority of pastors.From other churches also refer to say that this is Samuel himself.
那我们认为这个是魔鬼这个做这个假装为撒母耳。
So we of the True Jesus Church perceive that this is an evil spirit who appears in the form of the devil, appears in the form of Samuel.
我们只有 可以用两点来判断。
So therefore, we can only distinguish identifying in two points.
第一点
，First point.
撒母耳是一个先知。
Samuel is a prophet.
如果他要出来
，If he wants to appear,
神就叫他出来。
It is God who will call him out from the dead.
不必借着交回的去叫撒母耳才会出来。
He will not need to come up from the dead through a medium called a spirit.
人也死了以后也不会回来。
A person who has died, he will not return.
这是一个大原则。
And this is a very main, a main principle.
如果神为了安慰人，他用意象会让人看到。
If God wants to comfort a person, then he will use the method of visions to comfort the person.
他要叫撒母耳出来，既然去找交回的妇人。
But then Saul, in order to find Samuel, he searched for a medium.
这是神不许可对这种人存在的。
And this is God does not allow these people to abide in his kingdom.
神不会准交回的妇人还去叫撒母耳出来。
God does not allow such people to find a medium to call up Samuel.
所以交回的妇人所交出来这是鬼不是人。
So therefore the medium who actually called up the evil spirit, the spirit that was called up is the devil or the evil spirit.
他是以专门的专业交回为真的，说交的是鬼不是人。
So therefore, because she is the one who calls up the spirit, and she's an expert in calling up the spirit she actually calls up is of the evil spirit.
第二点
Second point.
你怎么判断
How do you discern?
在十四节
In verse 14.
当扫罗知道这个撒母耳的这个形状穿的衣服这个就是撒母耳。
When Samuel saw, perceived the form of Samuel and what he was wearing, then he immediately perceived that it was Samuel.
他就屈身连伏于地下拜。
He stood with his face to the ground and bowed down to Samuel, as it were.
如果这位是撒母耳先知
if it was truly that it was Samuel the prophet,
他也马上把他拉起来，马上责备他，你怎么可以这样的动作？人不能接受下拜。
Then Samuel would have told him to get up and tell you, how can you bow down to a servant of God? Because you cannot bow down to anybody else apart from God.
人死了也不会变神。
When a person dies, he will not turn to God. He will not become God.
只有神我们可以下拜。
We can only worship or bow down to God.
那魔鬼也希望人家向他下拜。
The devil likes people to worship him and bow down to him.
所以这个不是撒母耳。
So therefore, this cannot be Samuel.
撒母耳绝对不会接受扫罗下拜。
Samuel would never ever accept the bowing down of Saul.
再一点。
Another point.
他所说的话都是很正确。
All the words that the evil spirit to Samuel spoke was true.
十九节说。
In verse 19 it says,
你和你的众族必到和我在一处。
You and your sons will be with me.
虽然有应验一部分
even though that partly it was fulfilled,
他和三个儿子都死在这个战场。
That three sons died with him in the battlefield.
但是只有三个儿子死，没有众族都死。
But then it was only three sons, but not all of the sons had died.
我们看撒母耳记下第二章。
If we turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下第二章的第十节
Second Samuel chapter 2 verse 4
撒母耳的儿子伊斯波瑟登基的时候年四十岁做以色列王二年唯独大卫家位于从大卫这里记载那个还有一个儿子叫伊斯波瑟还活着后来呢还做王登基两年
I beg your pardon, 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 10. Here it tells us that after David became a king, that he identified that there was another son of Saul called Ishbosheth.
所以魔鬼讲的话虽然有应验，但不是全部应验。
So therefore we can see that the words of the devil, evil spirit, even though that it was fulfilled, but only partially fulfilled.
所以我们知道这是魔鬼的工作。
So therefore we can see and identify and recognize that the words of evil spirit.
虽然话很多都是对，但是有一部分有这个矛盾，有一部分没有，因为这个就可以判断。
So even though that the majority of the prophecy were fulfilled, but yet there was still a point that contradicted the original prophecy. The evil spirit will cause a person to go crazy and cause someone to be ill.
也会叫假基督、假先知建立假教会来迷惑人。He
will also cause someone to become a false Christ, a false teacher, a false prophet, and also to establish false churches.
这些就是他工作的范围，我们大略前面有讲过的，就这样讲到这里就好。So
therefore, this is the kind of the working range of the evil spirit.
现在讲第二段。Now
let's just talk about
邪灵工作的特征。
What is the characteristics of the evil spirit?
这个第一点，不论基督承诺是哪里。
Firstly, he does not believe that Christ became flesh and dwelt among us.
我们看约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
从第一节到第三节。
1 John chapter 4, reading from verse 1 to 3.
告诉我们一切的人都不可以相信。
It tells us that we cannot believe in all spirits.
应该把它试验这个灵是不是从神来的。
We have to test the spirit whether it's from God or not.
第二节说，凡是灵啊，认耶稣是神若生来的，这才是出于神的灵。
In verse 2, it tells us that every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
无论的，就不是了。
Verse 3, every spirit that does not confess that is not of God.
因为当时啊，神者主义者啊，他们就主张物质属于罪恶，那么灵，神的灵是神圣善的。 不可能，神会成为肉体的基督。So
therefore, because at that time there was a heretical teaching saying that all material, physical things belong to sin, and therefore God, who is the Holy God, could not have ever appeared in the form of flesh.
因为神的灵不会接触这个物质界。Because
the Spirit of God cannot be in contact with the physical, sinful nature.
那么，现在来讲。So
now we... From today's point of view,
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Today we know that the church is the body of Christ.
有圣灵印证。
And that there is the testimony of the Spirit of God.
有圣经见证。
And that we have the testimony of the scriptures.
那么呢，如果有一个教会，或者一个人说，一种灵。
If there is a church or if there's a person who has received a spirit.
他不承认真教会,
and he is the one who does not recognize the true church or acknowledge the true church.
如果不承认圣经,
if he does not acknowledge the truth in the scriptures,
这个点也不是圣灵是谁的,
then the spirit is not of the Holy Spirit, it is the evil spirit.
第二点也特征,
the second point,
专论世界的事,
they will only speak of the world, things of the world.
看第五节,
verse 5,
第一书四章第五节,
1 John chapter 4, verse 5.
他们是属于世界的，所以论世界的事，世界的人都听从他们。我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们。不是，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们就可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。啊，这叫做告诉我们怎么来判断真理的灵、谬妄的灵。Here
tells us how we should discern the evil spirits and the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
这个如果他所说的是邪灵，他就是属世界的，所以他所指启示的，或者说要讲论都是讲世界的事情。So
therefore, if an evil spirit, he only speaks the things of the world, and the world will listen to him.
就是行了很多神迹奇事，他也和得救这里没有关系。
So therefore, even though that he can possibly manifest many miracles, but then because he does not speak. The truth pertaining to salvation or anything to do with salvation, where we cannot believe in it.
比如说有的祷告这样讲,
for example, there is someone who is praying.
神告诉我,
and then someone might say,
主耶稣告诉我，我的大儿子要买新房子,
and then they might say, Jesus told me that my old son should buy a house.
主耶稣告诉我老二要娶哪一个人的女儿,
and then Jesus told me that my second son should. And marry a certain daughter of a member.
告诉我，就是我老三要买一部新汽车，是名牌。
Or even my, or Jesus says to me that, that my son should buy a brand car, brand new car.
所启示的就不是真理。
So all these things are not of truth. There's nothing to related to salvation. So Jesus is not a God who has nothing to do and just tell you all these useless things.
有一个姊妹这样很有信心啊,
there was a sister who seemingly had a lot of faith.
她的一只母鸡啊, 问主耶稣要生几个蛋。
And then she asked Lord Jesus that how many eggs will the chicken have?
她说主耶稣告诉她生17个蛋。
And then Jesus seemed to tell her that the chicken will have lay 17 eggs.
有应验了,
and it was fulfilled.
然后又问主耶稣说要出几只小鸡。
And then she asked Jesus how many pigs will she have? And then Jesus seems to have said to her that there will be 17 piglets that were born.
有应验了,
and it was fulfilled.
主耶稣很爱我。
And then he said, ah, Jesus loved me so much.
有一天啊, 这个少了两只小鸡,
then there was
小鸡啊,
and there was two small chickens.
那么他就祷告问主耶稣啊, 我那两只小鸡是谁, 啊, 谁的果咬去的?
Oh, 咬啊, 咬, who bit the, who devoured the two chickens that I had?
啊, 祷告主耶稣告诉他, 这是某某人的, 果把人家小鸡咬去了。
And then there was a revelation to her, ah, there was a certain dog belonging to a certain person that devoured your chicken.
那时候看着在理论了,你们的果啊,没有看好,把我的小鸡咬走了。
And then she said, ah, you should look after your dog better so that it doesn't kill my chickens off.
怎么知道呢?
And then the person would say, how did you know?
我们的意思告诉我的。
And then she said, my Jesus told me.
不要乱讲啊。
And then they said, don't speak nonsense.
怎么可以乱讲呢?
So then she said, how can I speak nonsense?
有人看到他们的狗咬小鸡来作证，对对对，这是他们的狗咬去的。
And then there were some people who bore witness, yes, it's true, it was their dogs that killed your chicken.
轰动了那个村庄啊, 轰动, 轰动。
And then there was, yeah, the whole village was excited.
大家都认为,哇,要信耶稣就是要信某某人,那个真的是,哎呦,那个信都好灵哦,祷告耶稣都告诉他哦。
And then everyone said, oh, we should believe in Jesus. You see that person, she has such a good spirit. It's so good to believe in Jesus.
好像很有利益。
Her God tells her everything.
好像主耶稣连很有利益啊。
So it seems that, there's meaningful to believe in Jesus because He is so helpful.
好像那使徒行传16章那个使女啊，天天为保罗啊献粮。哇，这些是神的仆人哦，传扬救人的福音哦。
It was seen. It was likened to the in Acts chapter 16, where there was a girl who was possessed by evil spirit, and then was advertising and campaigning to say, "Ah, this is the people, the servants of God who is preaching the gospel."
这是属于啊，世上的事。
And these things are all of the world.
啊，和得救哪有关系啊?
And they have nothing to do with salvation.
两只小鸡有什么价钱多少?
So what's the purpose of mentioning all these two chickens?
会不会为了两只小鸡和人家起冲突呢?
Will there be any contradictions or conflicts with these two chickens? The purpose, what happened to these two chickens?
和得救没有关系。
So therefore these things have nothing to do with salvation.
第三点。
Third point.
如果邪灵工作呢? 这个不听从真的是叫的。
A person who has the evil spirit working in them, he will not obey the truth.
如果是他做错了，你劝他，他也不听。
If a person has done wrong and you try to persuade him and correct him, but he does not listen.
有一点道理和圣经不一致。
And sometimes he will speak the truth and it is ambiguous and it is not according to the truth.
真理话是真理，是不变的。
The word of God is truth and it will not change.
所以呢, 啊, 你要一个原则是道理。 他怎么样热心,神迹怎么大,你就是对照圣经。
So therefore, no matter how good he says, and no matter what miracles he performs or signs he performs, you must measure what he says according to the scriptures.
道理只有一次。
There is only one truth and absolute truth.
是绝对性的。
It is absolute.
不可以说, 啊, 这个大肥西也好, 甜肥西也好。
Well, a person cannot say, ah, you can sprinkle, when you baptize, you can sprinkle, and then you can also baptize in the sea.
同一个圣灵一定会大家合在一起。
Because if it's of the one spirit, then everyone will speak one faith.
啊, 虽然我们教会有为了这个传福音在, 啊，这里是一个教，那里是一个教，但是我们才是一体的，全地球就是一体的。
Even though that when we are spreading the gospel, there's one church in this country, another church in another country, but yet because we are the one spirit, we preach one faith.
我们不是因为说哦，我们是合不来才会混一个教，也不是这样。
So therefore, it is not because we cannot get on along together that we separate into two churches.
我们在婚社教是说你会去混一个啊，混一个这个啊。一个教会的时候，由母会全部负责去建设好了，好像嫁妆啊、嫁女儿一样建设好了，好、啊、才让她独立的。
So therefore, the separation of churches is in the mentality where, once the mother church has prepared all the things of the daughter church, and it's just like marrying out a daughter that once it's taken care of, then they will be able to be separated.
那外教会不一样，一般教会。
But then, other churches are not the same.
我不服你，你不服我。
He said, because they have the mentality, if you do not submit to me, and I do submit to you.
一个教会另外起一个名字了。
And because, of this, then I will separate, and then I will put on a new name of the church, of my church.
和我们不一样。
So that it becomes different from other churches.
用人来领导，我们是用基督领导。
So therefore, because they lead by people, by men, and then,we lead by, because Jesus leads by.
所以圣灵一定会听从圣教会。
Because therefore, one of a very sharp sound.
听起来很刺很苦。
And it is very piercing to the ears.
啊、哦，那都不是圣灵。
And these are not sounds of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是一种舌头渐动很有力的，很快乐的啊，很自然的。
The Holy Spirit, when it's told in a person, it will speak in the point where it is comfortable and is natural, and it is not piercing to the ear.
有时候唱灵歌，但是不是唱那个啊，世上的有什么歌词、啊？
And sometimes it will sing the spiritual songs, but then it will not sing the worldly songs.
那么邪灵有时候会让人倒啊。
Evil spirit will also cause someone to fall down.
有时候患者让人家这个流口水啊。
Sometimes it will cause the person to convulse or foam at the mouth.
意识不明啊，伤害自己也不知道。
Sometimes it will even cause the person to physically hurt oneself.
有时候没有穿衣服，他也不感觉羞耻。
Sometimes they may expose themselves nakedly and they would not feel any shame.
我有遇到一个牧师啊。
I have met one pastor in the past.
他叫做救恩会的牧师。
And he is a church that something like Salvation Church.
他现章和我谈到。
And they were discussing the truth with me.
他说我现在最怕圣灵充满。
And then he says to me that I am so scared of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我说圣灵充满怎么怕呢？
And then I said to him, how can you be scared by being filled with the Holy Spirit?
不是叫我们要圣灵充满吗？
But then and I said to him, doesn't the Bible tell us that we should be filled by the Holy Spirit?
他说我那个教会哦，圣灵充满都会倒下去。
And then he says that the church that I belong to, when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we all fall down.
没有倒下去，他也会打人的，后面打前面的。
And if you don't fall down, then the person behind you will hit the person in front of them.
他倒下去哦，那个尤其你那个脚跳在椅子上不好看。
And then when the ladies fall down because they're wearing skirts, it's not very sightly.
他有时候还要准备一些毛毯哦，给他盖上。毛毯，睡觉盖的毛毯。
Sometimes they would put blankets over them.
啊，要让他自己醒过来的。
And sometimes they would even need to wake up themselves.
有的人还要捏他的鼻子啊，捏不起来。
Sometimes you need to pick their nose.
有的要
再
泼冷水啊。
Squeeze their nose to make them up. And then sometimes you need to even pour cold water on them to wake them up, to revive them.
这个不是圣灵，这个是邪灵。
And this is not the Holy Spirit, it's the evil.
所以我说，如果不正常的啊，这个举动不正常的表现。或者脸会发青啊，脸会发紫啊。
So therefore, because of these unusual happenings, sometimes you may observe that people will turn a pale color, or the eyes will look very strange.
或者手脚的冷冰冰啊。
Or sometimes their bodies or hands or feet will be very cold.
呕吐啊，呕吐。
And sometimes they will become rigid.
那这不是圣。
This is not the Holy Spirit.
有时候坐立不安。
Sometimes they will be unpeaceful.
那这种啊，有的话讲不完，胡说八道。
There are some people who would just speak very much nonsense.
第七点呢
，the seventh point，
骄傲
，they'll be arrogant，
这骄傲比较突出啊，很容易看出来。
This arrogant is very easily identified，
喜欢出风头了
，they like to be number one，
啊，要人家称赞他。
They like people to praise them or worship them.
大部分这骄傲的大，他表示他很有很热心啊，他一直要责备别人不对，要教会要改革，怎么样一直骂一直骂。
The majority of people would like to see themselves as being very zealous, and because they see themselves self-righteous, they will rebuke many people and be very judgmental.
啊，那么喜欢说我是摩西啦，我是大卫啦。
They will say to themselves, say and identify themselves as I am Moses or I am David.
那就是说不听教会劝。
And they will not listen to the persuasion of the church.
他喜欢反抗那个啊那个啊大旗，反抗大旗。
They will like to rebel.
这个就是教啊这个魔鬼啊啊他的特征啊。
So this is the characteristics of the evil spirit work.
有的人说那奸神变和神见变。
Some people identify what is the difference between those who are mentally ill or that those who have never straight down. What's the difference? Those who have are, mental illness or those who have a nervous breakdown. Those who have a nervous breakdown, those who have a mental illness, because they are under a lot of pressure and stressed out, they are not able to deal with it. And they are not able to sleep.Sometimes they would have a reaction. So therefore, they will have many words that are not able to speak endlessly. So therefore, they will speak many things that they are not satisfied with, for example, the family members or the working colleagues or working environment, etc. So these kind of mental illnesses, they cannot, there are not many medicines that they can use to help them. There are five different types of mental illnesses. The first type of method to deal with these illnesses is to give them an injection so that they can be put asleep. So that they can have enough sleep.
第二点呢，就是做他的听众，好的听众。
The second is to become a very good listener to them personally.
每天看他谈话。
Every day you will talk to them or listen to them.
他的副板啊，第一次见面差不多讲两三个小时。
Sometimes the first time that you listen to their expression of their dissatisfaction with their life, and they might last for 2 or 3 hours.
除了出外以外，再放觉和睡觉。
Aside from eating the meals, then you can tell them to sleep. And then the second day, you might call them to speak, and then they may repeat what they said the first day. Sometimes the whole session may last 1 week. And then gradually we notice that they speak less and less. To the point, and then the doctor would say, do you have any more words to tell me? Because he had enough sleep. What he wants to say, he has finished speaking. So because he has expressed all his heart content, his illness is finished. So because inside himself, he feels that no one is listening to him.So even though that he may be healed temporarily, but if he encounters a similar negative situation, his illness might return. So this kind of nervous breakdown, we all have nerves throughout our body. It's to say that you have something wrong with your nerves.Sometimes it's due to your lifestyle,
It's something to do with the weather or something to do your discomfort in your heart. So therefore it's constantly changing throughout the day. Sometimes you may talk to that person and he may seem okay. Sometimes you do not know where the blood seems to flow to any part of the body. Suddenly he may be angry at you and even kill you. And then you might be very confused and say, what's happening? Sometimes he may become so angry he would just throw anything everywhere and smash things. So these kind of people who have a nervous breakdown, they are not able to control themselves. Sometimes what they imagine becomes actually true. It seems reality. Sometimes it's only in their own imagination. Sometimes the person may say, oh, my husband has a woman outside of the family. So therefore she begins to doubt this in her husband. But she would keep this all in her heart. So therefore she would think of ways to how to deal with her husband. So therefore the doctors will find it more difficult to heal these kind of people. So if the doctors encounter these kind of couple problems, then the doctor will have a headache. If they are entered into a hospital, they may be at peace for a time. Sometimes they may be treated with electricity, shocked, so that all their thoughts prior to the event may all be all forgotten. Sometimes their memory deteriorates or their health deteriorates. And even to the point when they become vegetables.
So,
insane. And these illnesses are very difficult to heal. So those people who are crazy and those people who are possessed with they are the works of the evil spirit. But sometimes the majority of cases when we identify someone as having a mental illness or a nervous breakdown, we will say, ah, this is the work of the devil. And sometimes the devil will complain, it's not my fault, I never did anything. And then we always say, ah, this is devil's work. So therefore, how do we discern or determine then when is a person possessed by the evil spirit or not? Sometimes if a person has a nervous breakdown or someone has a mental breakdown, but then not all of these cases are because of they are possessed by evil spirit. Sometimes those who are possessed by evil spirit, their eyes will be very rigid. So sometimes their actions or their speech is with regards to their faith. Or even sometimes they may talk about their ancestors. Or sometimes they may speak of idols. Or sometimes they will speak things of the evil spirit. Sometimes there are words which the evil spirit will tell them to say. Sometimes they may even perceive, be able to perceive what the weather is going to be like, or they will be able to sense foul smell.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the things, the actions, or speech uttered by one who is possessed by evil spirit will be along the lines of concerning their faith, unusual happenings, or strange actions, or strange
actions.
So therefore, these two kinds of illnesses are more easier to say that they are possessed by the evil spirit. But then the majority of illnesses, they can also be as a result of a further oppression by the evil spirit. And then I remember there's in these few days there was a brother who asked me a question, why is it that there are certain people who are more prone to be possessed by the evil spirit and others are not? To go in the direction of the wind. If you want to knock down a wall, and then there's a wind coming from here to there, of course, if you push it in this direction, the wall will be able to, it will fall down easier. But then if the wind is in the opposite direction, it is more difficult to knock down the wall. So therefore, the characteristic of the devil is that whatever the direction of the wind, he will follow that direction. So when you are at the weakest point, and he will attack at that moment in time, when you are in financial difficulty, when you are hungry, God will, the devil will tempt you. Just like in time when Jesus was tempted by the devil. When you are your success, when you are boasting, then the devil will come as well. And this is your weaknesses when you love money, you love fame. When you are ill, then the devil will take the opportunity to come at you at this point. But if our faith is strong, that our spirituality is high, then we will be able to perceive that this is the work of the spirit of the evil spirit. And then we will be able to perceive that, so what if I am physically ill? Because in the end, my life will end anyway. So we need to pay attention to more of the spiritual rather than the physical parts of the world. We will not be afraid of death. Then the devil will have no effect on us. I need to submit to God's will, and no matter what, I will not murmur against God. I will not depart from the Lord. The devil has no influence. So therefore, in James chapter 4, it tells us that the devil will flee because he draw near to God. And our faith is strong. The true church is the only church that can save me, so therefore no matter how people treat me, I will not depart. No matter how poor I become, I will not depart. So therefore, if you have this firm, steadfast faith, then the devil cannot influence you. That is to say that the devil will make use of opportunities to confuse us, to weaken us. So therefore, we cannot limit the devil's work in the time when we are crazy. Sometimes he may even appear in the form of a glorious angel so that you may not even be able to detect his presence. So therefore it's constantly important that we constantly refer against the scriptures. The third how should we deal with it when we identify the work of the evil spirit? There are 4 points.
要斥责他,
if it heals someone, you need to rebuke it.
制止他的举动, 制止他,
to rebuke the action.
他有时候要伤人啊,
sometimes they may harm people.
哦, 有时候要大声, 要讲话啦,
sometimes they may speak very loudly.
有时候要跑啦,
sometimes they may run.
你要控制他,
you need to control them.
要动,
and you tell them, don't move.
要讲话,
don't speak.
控制他,
to control them.
那对魔鬼要凶一点啊，不要害怕哈哈笑啊。
We do not, laugh with the joke.
对魔鬼不可以客气。
Do not be courteous towards the devil.
有时候家人啊，以为说哦，传道那么凶。
Sometimes the family members might say, oh, you are so stern as a preacher.
我们不是那凶那个人。
We are not stern towards that person.
我们是对付魔鬼。
We are stern towards the devil.
凶那个魔鬼。
We are stern towards the evil spirit.
第二点,
the second point,
他如果有什么启示, 耶稣要来啦, 启示要证实一下啦, 所以不要相信他。
So therefore, no matter how, what the prophecy they may predict, that Jesus is going to come on a certain day, etc., we should not believe in these prophecies.
我们用圣经来对照。
We need to refer everything to what the present says against the Bible.
第三个方法,
the third method,
他有时候要求的时候你不要, 听他要求,
if they make demands, then we should not meet their demands or listen to their demands.
反过来你要指挥他的行动,
on the other hand, we should instruct them not to do certain things.
比如说我遇到有一个人叫做黄,
for example, I encountered a person called Mr. Huang. He was one who was possessed by the devil.
他的启示说在两年啊,
so he says that within 2 years that Jesus will come again. And he says that because he was crucified at the age of 33, I do not believe in the revelation. But when I went to that place, he said, preacher, please pray for me. It's true, what his request was correct. But then in the beginning I did not pay attention to various things. After the prayer, and then I went to the bedroom. And then I sat down in the preacher's room. And then the guy said again, please pray for me, preacher. To pray is correct. But then after praying, and then he asked me again, and then this is called unusual. It is, he is trying to harm you, or harm the preacher, or trying to confuse the preacher. So therefore, the following prayer is, I open my eyes to pay attention. Actual fact, he was trying to flee and run away. And then he began to say, you are the ones who are trying to ruin me. And then I told him, in the name of Jesus, to stay put and come in, to be at peace. And then once again, he requested the preacher to pray for him. And then I said, I will not. I will not do according to your demand. I say, from now on, if I do not tell you to pray, then you shall not pray. So this is the way we discern. So, and then he did not demand anymore. So therefore, this problem took 1 week to solve. To complete. Sometimes he would open up his arms and say, let you be crucified. There was one afternoon. He was sleeping, and then I was guarding the door, reading the Bible, just in case he runs away. And he said to me, you need to go to the toilet, washroom. And then I was deceived by him. In actual fact, he went into the main road and then blocked all the cars. And then suddenly he began, then there was a big guy who was looking after the church, and then he tried to take him off the road, but then when the big guy tried to grab hold of the brother who was standing in the middle of the road, he started to shout, help, help. And then I went out and then told him, in the name of Jesus, come in. And then he began to be at peace. So therefore, sometimes in these kind of situations, we need to announce that everyone should fast and pray. That is to say that those who have the heart to pray, that they need to have a steadfast faith to join in with the prayer. So therefore, when you identify the words of the evil spirit, we should not meet the demand or follow the demand of the evil spirit. Sometimes there are some people who are like that, and then they go into all the fridges or go to open the cupboards to find out what to eat. You need to control them and to instruct them. There are some people, the majority of evil spirits, possessed by the evil spirit, they will be very lazy. Not only do they not take a bath, they will not work. So therefore we need to instruct them, they need to do various things. So therefore as a parent, you should not say to your child, look upon this child who may be possessed by evil spirits, say, oh, what can you do? Sometimes we may to spoil the person, spoil the child. And sometimes then the evil spirit will not depart. So therefore we should not spoil the child. And then we should, sometimes we will tell them that when they come to church, that even the church board members of the preachers can tell them to say, you should do this to clean this up, etc. Even though that they may not be able to do things very well, but then they should begin at a certain level where their ability can perform a certain work in the church. If they are willing to listen to follow your instruction, then they can become better quicker or sooner. Section 4.
怎么呢皇帝这个邪灵的工作
How to prevent the work of the evil spirit?
四点
Four points.
刚才我有讲过了啊。
First one is to pursue for spiritual growth and knowledge.
魔鬼会工作是因为我们这个信仰太幼稚了。The
evil spirit will work because sometimes our faith
对道理不清楚了。
We are not familiar with the truth.
所以在那刚刚出信的魔鬼工作比较多。
So therefore the majority of people worked by the evil spirit are those who are newly baptized.
所以我们要借着机会啦、读经啦、祷告啦、看属灵刊物的增加，我们属灵的智慧。
So therefore, we should increase our knowledge through the Bible study, prayer, for joining in services for reading the magazines of the church.
你圣经懂了，你就和主耶稣一样，能够受到试探的时候，拿出先上什么讲，先上什么就拿得出来了。
So therefore,
魔鬼就跑了。
So therefore, whenever we are tempted, we will be able to be like Jesus. That when Jesus was tempted, he would flip to the word of God and then be able to defend himself.
第二点,
Second point,
我们立志要顺服神的旨意,
we should be determined to follow God's will.
如果体贴人的, 意识啦,
if we only think about the things of the flesh or the humankind, mankind,
魔鬼就是要得到你,
then it is easy for the devil to devour you. So therefore, Jesus cast out the evil spirit because Peter was only looking upon things of men rather than things of God. So therefore our determination, our principle should be that we should follow God's will rather than the will of man.
为真理，为大局，为教会,
that for the church, for the truth,
不要体贴自己，也不要听这个人的。
Now we should not follow man's suggestion, but rather to follow God's will.
第三点,
third point,
看重灵性,
don't emphasize to emphasize more on the spiritual.
超过看过世界或者肉体上的事。
We should emphasize more on the spirit rather than things of the flesh or things of the world. And this we will not leave a foothold to the devil. So therefore the spiritual is more important. The spiritual cultivation is more important.
第四点,
fourth point.
要确立自己的信仰,对真教会得救,要不要怀疑。
You need to examine your faith so that you have 400% confidence in the only one true church.
这样才不会被魔鬼工作。
Then you will not leave any room for the devil to work.
第五点呢,这是自己看就好了,神为什么要让别人工作。
The section regarding why the law permits the work of the demon, we read ourselves.
那么剩下的时间哈,
the rest of the time,
就等到测验完了再来谈了。
We will talk about it after the test.
这是说比较重要的道理啊，就是说关于这个本课啊，主要的是讲你怎么来判别这个圣灵和邪灵。
So therefore, the importance of the lesson that we have attended is the main point is how to discern the works of the evil spirit.
我们学习这课程的目的困难是什么?
What is the purpose of studying the discernment of the spirit?
什么叫做自由拥有的神?
The difficulties of discerning the spirit.
什么叫做骗在的灵? 无所不在?
What does it mean that God is omnipresent?
那么这个灵是一种怎么判断?
And how do you differentiate the four different kinds of spirit?
有什么区别?
And what kind of differences do they have?
神的灵有两 两件最重要的表现是什么?
What are the two important aspects of God's Spirit?
这个有生命要说明，有位格也说明。
That is to say that how to explain that it must have life and to have personality.
魔鬼的性质是什么?
What is the characteristics of the devil?
魔鬼工作的特征是什么?
What is his works?
怎么样防备魔鬼工作?
And how to avoid the works of the evil
spirit? To prevent the works of the evil spirit.
And once you have identified it, how do you deal with it?
好, 莫祷,
silent prayer.